Yeah.
Okay, let me press play. Okay, we're going live, friends. Okay, it is 6:02 p.m. on Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order and stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigold, absent. Varga.
Here.
Griffith.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
Some of you have the minutes from our last meeting on May 11th. I did give a couple of changes to Rosie. I got to remember what those were, but yeah, there was, well, so there was a, in Sean's report, I should have said 69 KV. I think in the Passages Property, Oak Street, that should have said the Plan Commission, and I think that was it. There may have been something else that released those two. Anything else? Any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the amendment to the zoning ordinance. Can I have a motion to read ordinance 2021-10 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2021-10 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-10, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R3 multifamily residential to the GB general business district.
You'll remember this is the rezoning of the Schrader property for the growth of their building there. Any questions since the last time?
I'm curious if there's been any follow-up of possible annexation of that.
We have not heard anything. I was kind of hoping I'd hear something about that, but have not at this point. So I will follow up with RD on that.
I'm moving
through. Gotcha. I'll follow up on the annexation piece. I think we made it pretty clear last time we wanted annexed, but so I will follow up.
Because of the line, because it intersects one of the buildings with their...
Through the building.
Yeah.
Through the new section of the building.
Yeah.
Yep. Mhm. Yep. Well, it just makes it cleaner in general. So, other questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2021-10 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up, we have a whole host of compliance with Statement of Benefits. Dale, we'll have you come on up, and I think what we'll do is we'll do the Burnham Kerr discussion to start with, and then go from there.
Well, good evening. I'm Dale Booth with the County EDC. A couple of weeks ago, I got Rosie and I had noticed that Jeff Kerr has sold his properties, the Dollar Tree building.
Great.
But the timing of everything was a question of who's gonna submit the CF1 because they wanted to be on time for that, certain other people. And we thought, well, that doesn't really make sense for the property owners on there. We do have a representative from the property management group, Robert Smith, who serves who's here just to discuss it a little bit. But the request in front of council tonight is to just do a resolution to transfer the remaining
Summer, come on up.
Hello.
I'm Summer Smith, I'm with Scotia Property Group. We represent Jennifer Halifax, who is Julie Investment. I am LLC, the owner of the property. I've inspected the property, beautiful property, our first year managing Sturgis, so we're kind of very excited about that.
Great.
We would like to keep the abatement because we do still have some work and going through the property and inspecting it.
So you're going to make changes to the parking lot, or just...
It's really bad potholes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Really bad potholes, and the locks really aren't being used in the back. They need to be cleaned up, and the curbing, so it's not necessarily changes, just put it back to what it should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any changes for people who are renting space there? Any new or changes?
Yeah,
for...
we are. Some of their ACC is... very old. In fact, the label shop, she doesn't even have HVAC or AC in her front area. So that's a big one. Definitely overhaul that. Something that was a surprise to us is that there is a whole front above wings, etc., going all the way to Donna, a full of offices that were just boarded up that nobody knew about. Walls are on both sides. So, we found that, and we would like to, you know, kind of open that up, maybe see about leaving that out as well.
Yeah.
So, trying to attract more tenants over there.
Awesome. Other questions?
Summer, could you give me your last name again?
Smith.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like Summer.
Yes, just like the season.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Summer.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dale.
So I believe you have the resolutions, and so I'm not exactly sure what the numbers are, but two of them for December, resolutions, one for the original one was 2013-03, and one for Dollar Tree was 2015-21.
So just running the numbers real quick, or at least running the dates real quick. So the Dollar Tree one will expire 2025. I believe, or at least that'll be, maybe that's the last year of the abatement, and then the Dunham's Label Shop or Wings, etc., that actually has 2 years left. That'll expire. 2023 is the last year on that one. So, we got a 2 year and a 4 year left, effectively, just so you know. So let's go ahead and take up, we'll go ahead and take up, I think the... Okay, so yeah, 2021-11 is the Dunham's one, correct? Yeah, because that says it has 5 years left.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, they're a little out of order in your packet, but not, just swap them effectively, okay? So let's go ahead and can I have a motion to read resolution number 2021-11? By title only?
Comment. Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2021-11 by title only.
Resolution 2021-11, a resolution of the Common Council. Anyway, of the City of Columbia City approving the transfer of the existing deduction of assessed valuation for real property.
Yeah, let's mark out the county portion then.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, this is basically a transfer, if you will, of that deduction to the new owner. Any questions about this resolution? Obviously changing the county in that title. Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2021-11?
So
So as presented. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. As presented.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Chad, second by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up, we'll take up resolution number 2021-12. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2021-12 by title only.
Resolution 2021-12, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Columbia City approving the transfer of an existing deduction of assessed valuation for real property.
And again, this is the Dunham's Dollar, or I'm sorry, the Dunham Label Shopper and City. I'm sorry. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Okay. Good, good. Okay. Okay. Hearing nothing, we'll go ahead and go to the vote. Do I have a motion to approve resolution number 2021-12 as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay. So we have effectively moved the deduction over now. So thank you for your presentation today, by the way. So with that, then, next, do we take those compliance, those CF1 or the CF1s that are on here presented to us?
Yes.
Do you take those? Do we want to take those under consideration?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, are they going to present then a CF1?
Yes, we just find a and they did
next time.
Do everything in a timely fashion.
Gotcha.
So I don't want them to analyze for that. They finished the CF1.
So that will come to the next meeting.
Correct.
Okay. Just so everyone's aware.
This
is last year. That's why I was confused. So the ones you see here are last year's to show you where they were.
Okay.
So then at the next
just
meeting.
Just for the purpose of changing their name.
That's correct. Yep.
And then you've also conveyed to them how important it is to be timely on these.
Yes.
Good.
Yep. Very good. Okay. So we will look forward to that at the next meeting.
Yes. All
right. Great. Thank you, Summer. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so next up we have BR Real Estate, and I believe there were changes made to this. If you remember last time, the numbers were all the same across the board.
Yes.
The changes have been made, apparently. So, any questions regarding the compliance statement of benefits for real estate improvements for BR? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to find BR Real Estate in compliance and grant another year of abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up, we have a little bit of a gauntlet of impact C&C here, so I got a couple of them. And so we'll go ahead and take up the personal property, which is resolution number 2019-27. Were there any questions on that? Okay. Okay. So do I have a motion to find Impact C&C LLC in compliance and grant another year of the personal property abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. For the discussion, all those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the Impact C&C LLC for resolution number 2016-07 for personal property. Obviously, they can hire all that stuff. Questions on this one? Hearing none, can I have a motion to find Impact C&C LLC in compliance and grant another year of abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the Impact CNC personal property abatement from resolution number 2015-04. Any questions on this one? Hearing none, can I have a motion to find Impact CNC LLC in compliance and grant another year of personal property abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Casey Jones plating. I don't have a good reason why those numbers are different. I will tell you, I did go back in last year's minutes, actually both the audio and the written minutes from Casey Jones plating. You know, at that time, again, obviously COVID had hit them fairly hard. Also, as a reminder, when they put this abatement together, initially it was before they built their building and then subsequently saw it burned down. And so I was reminded of that issue. However, with that being said, I can't really give a good explanation of why their numbers are they are the way they are.
And they do have an opportunity to come here and talk about that.
They certainly do. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think last year we tabled it twice in order to get somebody here. Dale, you said that there was no correspondence back or anything with that? Or?
I had not reached out to them, and they had not reached out to me, so it wasn't there. I don't have an explanation.
Mm-hmm. They're from out of state, right?
I think the headquarters is in Michigan, right?
Right.
For Casey.
Yeah. So I think we
ended up having Keith Nicholson here last time.
Right.
Who is a local, obviously.
This really isn't looking very good.
Yeah, so it's, what, $300,000 difference in payroll salaries between what was estimated and what is actual?
At least 20 people.
And they're 6 years in, so they're down to, what, 40%? Maybe over to 30 at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we try to be very open-minded and work with our opportunities, but I think we've definitely given the opportunities and invitations. I mean, we can only do so much. If we don't draw a line somewhere, it's just going to be a domino effect from others.
I agree.
I move that we don't accept this, or we don't extend the abatement to them.
Second.
Okay. So I have a motion that we find Casey Jones out of compliance and not grant an additional year of abatement. I have a second by Jennifer on that. Further discussion. All those in favor, for the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Rindley Properties, LLC. Real estate improvements here. I don't have a whole lot to tell you here. I mean, obviously the employees' salaries, you know, they're better than anticipated, which is good. The actual real estate piece itself is down comparatively, but obviously they have more in salaries, which I guess is good for, you know, income tax dollars and things to that effect. So sometimes that work washes out, if you will. But thoughts? Questions? Okay. Then can I have a motion to find Rindley Properties, LLC, in compliance and grant an additional year of real estate abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. For the discussion.
I'm just fire.
So it was a 16 resolution, which means their first abatement year would have been 17, so that gives them, what, 6 years left?
Okay.
All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay. So before we go to Kyocera, Dale, I don't know if you want to start this off. We have a resolution number we need to change, obviously, and all that, or a correct resolution we need to change that Marsh has put together, but I don't know who wants to lead this show.
I'll
so
start.
Go
about
ahead.
A year ago this time, we were in here making a request on behalf of the show. They requested $1 million. All the documentation we presented, the SP1, the depreciation, the schedule and everything, we referred to presented a resolution. You all signed it. And it said we will partner where the CS1 landed in the assessor's office. She was very ready to discuss the shot for the past year. So it was a clerical error. We asked council to review it, and in front of you, we are presenting just the resolution to fix the clerical error and allow that CF1 to be valid and start moving the process.
So, Dale, sort of. Dale, if you could sort of scramble together a resolution using from before. So I corrected some of that. The scramble that I was talking to Terry about is I didn't realize that he had put county in that one as well. So I went and had county. So your draft has county, but I have it removed out of my heading. But also just made some changes to it. And what we'd like to do is the nunc pro tunc means it refers back to the original passing, and therefore it would be as if it was that day back in 2020. So so that's why the resolution number is the same as before with the nunc pro tunc after it. So hopefully that will serve to take care of this. We've not had to do this before, but I'm hoping that this will be resolve the problem.
Okay. Everyone understand the purpose?
Yes. Yeah. Does this need to have county taken out of it too?
Yes.
No, I just said. That's what I said. That's what I was talking to Terry about. I thought that we had that in there, and I took it out. So the one that you'll sign will not have county in it.
All right.
Okay. So with that, can I have a motion to read corrected resolution number 2020-18 by title only?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read corrected resolution number 2020-18 by title only.
Corrected resolution number 2020-18, whatever she said. A resolution of the Common Council of Columbia City, Indiana, approving the deduction of assessed valuation for personal property.
How do you pronounce it again, Marsha?
Nunc pro tunc.
Of course.
Nunc
pro tunc. Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Questions on this? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve corrected resolution number 2020-18 as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay, so we'll get that changed. Do we have an updated updated CF1? Or is that the numbers that are on here? That's the one?
That's fine.
Okay.
The CF1
is fine. Okay, so so there's only a slight difference between what was anticipated the cost versus the actual cost. Looks like about $5,000 difference. So, and there wasn't jobs necessarily promised with this. It was the actual tax piece, if you will, for the equipment.
And so.
Yes. Kind of a swap-a-roo. Questions on the CF1. Okay, can I get a motion to find Kyocera in compliance and grant another year of personal property abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Walt. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Next up is Oakview Tool and their abatement. Any questions regarding this?
No, that's the one. They said we need to totally do away with Oakview Tool and switch it to Sierra.
Kyocera.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Oakview was the prior company, and yeah, that part wasn't exactly following what the issue was.
I know. She kind of confused me, but here.
I may suggest we need to table that, because that was something I was not aware of.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it does say DBA as Kyocera. So, I mean, I don't foresee a problem with that unless there's a...
He said that Oakview Tools no longer exist. They have been merged with this...
Kyocera.
Here. Mm-hmm. The return and waiver of noncompliance should be in the name of... Yeah.
Kyocera.
The return will have to be refiled with us due to the correction, and the correction will need to be made then with a name on the return as well as the ERA. So evidently, she said she will need a copy then of a waiver of noncompliance and a new resolution after they approved, after it's approved. So yeah, I would say let's just hold up on this one.
When you say she, are you talking about the auditor or assessor?
The assessor.
The assessors, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's going back and forth with the state on this, trying to figure it out herself.
Okay.
So that's okay.
You want to just table that then, and we can, if we need to do the same transfer as we did for Burnham Kerr, I guess we can do that, or whatever that means. But
the length of time to delay, like 30 days.
Well, I guess I would, the answer to that I would say is that I think we can delay till at least the next meeting. You know, the time frame in which they're supposed to give to us, and then I know there's a time frame we need to give to the assessor, but I don't know that it's, obviously if she's the one that's asking for us to make that change, she's going to have to give us time to make that change, so, yeah. Okay, so we want to table that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll go ahead and just table that. Okay.
Do we need to vote to table that, or?
We can. We've not officially taken it under advisement at this point.
Okay.
But yeah, we can if you'd like. Can I have a motion to table the Oakview Tool compliance with statement of benefits for personal property?
So moved.
Second.
Go ahead.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Ted for the discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay, next up is ordinance 2021-13. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Ted for the discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2021-13 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-13, an ordinance amending Chapter 53 regarding the user fee to pay the cost of trash collection for residential customers within the City of Columbia City.
Okay, as mentioned at the previous council and board works meetings, I apologize, that was a take one and pass it down, I just mean that. After doing some pretty extensive research with some different companies and getting a extension proposal from our current trash contractor, it made sense, and the trash committee approved moving forward with a 3-year extension with Waste Management. In order, obviously, to cover those costs, the trash committee is putting forward a proposal to raise household trash fees per month up to $11 a month. What I passed out to you is a list of other communities of similar size in or in the area as to where we were versus where we would be, comparatively speaking. It's hard. There's really no. It's hard to find a one-to-one comparison because some individuals have recycling included, some don't. Some do junk pickup, some don't. Some do yard waste, some don't. But I tried to at least give you some of those notes. So to kind of just give you a comparison here, I took a property outside the city limits. If they were privately contracted with waste management or another group, you're looking anywhere between $20 and $25 per month. You know, so compared to that, obviously, we're 50% of that price. But compared to other cities of similar size, Plymouth is probably closest to us in size. Angola is a little bit smaller. Garrett's a fair amount smaller. Decatur's a little bit bigger. New Haven's a couple thousand bigger. Wabash is about our size. But Wabash is kind of tough because they pay everything through their own taxes, which is crazy expensive. But long story short, as you can see where everybody else is there, I'll run through for public input. Again, right now our households are paying $8.50 a month. As a reminder, in 2013 they were paying $9.50, and because we got such a good contract with Advanced Disposal, we were able to roll that back a dollar per month. And now the trash market is very different than it was then, we'll say it that way. So looking at other communities, Plymouth is at $16.75 a month, Angola is at $16, Logan Sports $15, Auburn's at $13.33, Garrett's at $13, Decatur's at $12, Huntington is at $9.06, and New Haven is at $8.70, although once their contract is done, they'll be up to $11. What we're proposing is that that $11 fee, of course, that is all trash pickup, you know, weekly trash pickup for all of our single households and for duplexes?
Up to three units.
And then also does the one junk pickup yearly. So that's all covered in that rate. When we started really looking into this, we realized that there wasn't really there was an ordinance on trash, but it wasn't really establishing the rate itself. So Marcia put together an ordinance to kind of solidify all those pieces together to kind of add to our current trash collection ordinance in and of itself. Marcia, do you have anything else to kind of mention on that?
No, it's just that I just mentioned to Rosie that the next meeting will have the public hearing since it's rate.
Yeah.
Before the second reading.
Okay, gotcha. So with that being said, again, I collectively it's a bargain because if our residents were go out and do their own contracting, they'd be paying double what this is. I recognize it's an increase from what we've done in the past, but I will tell you when I tell other cities what we're paying, they gasp because of how low our trash rate is. And I think that kind of, for lack of better words, that chicken has come home to roost. So
Is it economical for us because we have someone locally doing the process, or why do we have such a favorable rate?
Well, so the reason we had a favorable rate, although it's still fairly favorable, it's kind of twofold. Number one is that when we originally went out for bid, Advanced Disposal was really trying to break into this market, and so they were providing very good rates for individuals. I know they were serving multiple communities around here. I think they were serving South Whitley. They were trying to remember some of the other communities they were serving, but point of the matter is when they broke into, they were trying to break into our market, so they gave us some very favorable rates at that point. The rate, I think originally our rate was like 707 when we first got in, which is what gave us the ability to lower our rates, and then obviously over time things kind of ticked upward, but not in a significant manner. The advanced disposal got bought out by Waste Management, which is who is presenting this extension. But even when I talked to two, three other companies, trash companies, they kind of gave me a range in which they could potentially provide, and Waste Management is there or less every time. And that's without bins being changed out, and that's without the kind of that kind of issue. I will say there are some discussions from them about maybe trash days changing in the neighborhood or the neighborhoods. So that obviously hasn't been, you know, that will go in front of the trash committee before that change happens. But I just tell you that to say their plan is to over time replace the advanced disposal containers with Waste Management containers, but we will not get into a I don't think we'll be in a good position if we go out for bid, based on what I'm hearing directly from some of those other contractors.
And that was good through for 3 years.
Yeah, this is a 3-year extension. And again, keep in mind that $11 that would start effectively July 1 or whenever that is, that $11 again covers not only the weekly pickup but also that junk pickup, which is where that margin is built in order to pay for that. So,
is there, when there is the increase, is there a notification that goes out to the citizens to let them know?
Yeah, so typically we try to do that through our newsletter. We try to do that through social media. We try to get that out. If there's going to be a change in the actual locations and the days in which those locations are getting trash out, the contractor will actually send out postcards that way. Certainly we'll integrate that into our communications platforms as well. But yeah, we're definitely going to let people know about it. We've already started talking about it on social media, so yeah. Other questions regarding that? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2021-13 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, second by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. And we'll move that, though. Marcia, you said public hearing and second reading at the next meeting?
Yeah, public hearing first.
Okay, yep.
Well, I guess you need that.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else before we go to the department?
I have a quick question. Do we have any sense of how many didn't get turned in? Or?
Yeah, actually, I have it.
That's
right.
What that Facebook is.
Seriously, this is all the abatements. It's not all the non-submitted abatements, but it is the book of abatements.
I have ADMC, which I believe is the Verizon.
The Verizon store.
Well, that would have been, yeah, we just did that one. That would be BR Real Estate.
But no. There's two separate.
Oh, there's a separate one. Okay, I apologize.
Holiday Inn, IMBA, which I don't know whether they can file yet. Precision Plastics, which I don't think they probably will. They were on there.
Two or three times, right?
Precision has, had a couple more years.
Yeah.
And their deadline has passed at this point?
It has, but, well, no.
Well, because we don't know, because the state is unclear about that.
They've been unclear. You know, that they might have given guidance to the assessor's office locally. That's one place I hadn't checked. Let me check with them and see if they've gotten guidance, because they aren't giving guidance where I can find it.
But as far as we know, and what you present to them,
not to throw gas on this, I sent everybody a hard letter and put May 15th on it.
Okay. Any other questions? Department report.
Okay, please.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, the resolution. Yeah, that's right. We got to. I'm sorry. That was my fault. In your drop box is the electronic meetings resolution 2021-14. As you'll remember, the state made some changes during this previous legislative session regarding when and how electronic participation can take place among members of different bodies, if you will. Marcia.
The reason I'm holding my pen up is because you asked a question earlier. And so I just want to say this was AIMS sent out a guideline on what this resolution should look like. So this is based upon what AIMS provided to the cities and towns to use for this resolution. The mayor had asked, does this apply to the Board of Works as well? Well, in looking at this, it says the council or committees established by the council. So I'm not sure about Board of Works. I mean, whether Board of Works is, I don't think it's considered a committee.
No.
So I'm going to have to look into that, whether the Board of Works is falls under this or not. And I will...
This specific policy.
Because right.
It falls under the state guideline, but whether or not it fits under...
Correct.
Yeah.
Whether it comes under this resolution that AIM has recommended.
Yeah.
Or whether we need to do a separate resolution for the Board of Works. So that's why I... Because you had asked the question earlier.
Yeah.
I need to double check on
okay.
that.
Okay. So do you want to move forward with this and then...
Yeah, because that won't matter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So in any case, yeah, so the focus is this is a way in which to meet state guidelines, and you'll see there's some things in there like how many times an individual can participate electronically, how and how we document those votes. Again, you know, last time we went individual by individual and did that vote that way. You know, we have to have at least a quorum of individuals here present in order to hold the meeting. So whether or not someone's on electronically, we've got to have a quorum here. So some things like that. There's also some provisions on, you know, rationale or reasoning of why absent and under what circumstances we can do whole bodies being electronic. So in any case, can I have a motion to read resolution number 2021-14 by title only?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2021-14 by title only.
Resolution 2021-14, a resolution establishing the policy by which members of the Common Council may participate by electronic means of communication.
So obviously there's a lot in there. Not to put Marcia on the spot here, but is there anything specific you want to pull out from the content there that would be you want to highlight, I guess?
I didn't think there was anything that was that unclear.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if anybody has a question, let me know.
Sure.
But I thought it was actually fairly straightforward. I mean, we have to have the roll call. I guess the only thing I would say is it doesn't allow for two consecutive meetings. Now, that doesn't mean like Board of Works Council,
mm-hmm.
but it does mean Council, you cannot do that. You have to attend in between.
Yeah, you can't miss a month worth of meetings effectively.
Yeah.
Because of how our schedule fits, at least. I'm not looking at that, but I'm looking at that. No, I'm kidding. No, again, though, the nice thing, if there's a silver lining to this, is that the state has actually addressed how we handle, you know, electronic participation in meetings, because previous to the public emergency, previous to the public emergency, it was kind of a gray, hey, we're not even sure people can count for the vote, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
this was definitely an improvement.
Absolutely. Okay, so any other questions regarding that, comments, thoughts? Okay, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2021-14 as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Is there anything else I'm going to forget?
I think that's good.
Okay. Department head reports. Mike.
Right now we're running a new line through the feed mill out there at 600 East. Hopefully in a week we'll have it done, but no promises with everything going on. Like today we had another leak that we had to take care of, and I missed some more words because I had to run down to Peru and get the part we needed. then we want to get back on Van Cruz Street.
Okay. Right to the mic. Thank you. Mark.
Lost everything that I have.
You want me to come back to you?
Oh, that's all right.
Okay.
We're broken hearted.
Still baseball and softball going on throughout the week and on weekends. The Aquatic Center opens this Saturday, and I know that the kids have school Monday or Tuesday and Wednesday next week, but we're still going to stay open. So normally we close until school's out, but we are going to stay open. So if there's parents that don't work during the day and have their kids and still want to come, they'll still be open for them. Splash Pad opens this weekend as well. Doing a lot of mowing. Kelly helped us out this afternoon by having one of the guys mow back behind the high school, which helped a lot, so I appreciate them doing that. We're finishing our DNR grant. Lori Shipman's writing that for us, and so we've been chipping iron open, putting stuff together for her. So she has to finish that by June 1st. The barn project has started. They're removing the tennis courts up there, and the concession stand has been very busy. So last weekend, the concession stand made over $5,700.
That's
net? Last weekend?
That's profit or total sale?
Total sale.
What was it?
It was a baseball tournament.
A great tournament. Tournament with lots of people.
We need to have a bigger concession stand.
What was selling?
Oh, ice cream until we ran out. I cooked 200 pork burgers on the grill. So we sold all those.
I should take my kids with me.
Nachos, pretzels, popsicles. I love popsicles.
So presumably you're cleared out from last weekend and you need...
I've restocked and bought more today. I feel like I buy stuff for the concession stand all the time. And we haven't even opened the pool one yet. So, and that will have some new stuff too. Like we have Dippin' Dots at the pool this year.
And you guys are running it this time?
Yes.
Okay.
And we also are selling like those rectangle pizzas that we have in school. We're selling those at the pool this year too.
That's exciting.
So some different things.
I want that.
I'm going there like every day.
Apparently the castle's going to be hanging out.
We're there for the pizza.
Back with the water.
Good.
Here for the food.
That's all I got.
Question mark?
Do you have enough staff?
Yeah. I mean, once school's out, it'll get better. Maintenance-wise, right now, we're struggling because there's just a couple of us part-timers that are not in school.
Got it.
So next week, we'll have high school kids helping us out, and that'll be a huge help. But right now, it's tough.
Are they already hired?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there still family pool passes and that sort of thing available?
Yep.
And you can buy those at any point during the season? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Other questions? It's the most questions you've asked the department head in a long time. Appreciate that. That's good. It's good for you to get grilled every once in a while. Kelly.
Yeah, just one thing to add to my report that I sent in was we had a call on we had a force main leaking on Short Street today and got doing some investigating, and for the rest of the day, basically, we were had the jet machine down there and found out that it was a water main service line that goes in there. That's what Mike was talking about, going to get the part, so they're going to be working on that tomorrow. But we were glad to help out with the jet machine because theirs were down, so we got the hole opened up for them, so hopefully they can get it fixed up tomorrow. That's it.
Question to Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Terry.
I don't have anything to add to my written report.
Question to Terry.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Sorry, Terry. I don't want you to be left out because Mark got grilled. Do you have an update on the camera system? Because based off the ordinance we did earlier, I was just curious if we have an update. I know there's some problems with, you know, being able to film and everything and the interaction.
Well, the Blue Union project, we stopped and moved to a different company.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're in the process of finalizing that. It looks like it's going to be okay and everything's going to work properly. It's just we had to make a changeover because they couldn't provide what we needed.
And did we receive any sort of credit or?
Yes.
On that? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, had we actually paid anything on that?
Yes.
We did on Blue Jeans, but we got it back. Gotcha. Okay.
Thanks.
Other questions? Thank you. Tom.
Dad, don't worry, I got your back. Mark, you want water in your pool? Jody, I'm representing you. If you want water in your pool, it's going to be Friday pizza day. The big thing I have for this evening is the old fire truck down by the old fire museum. It was I think it's a 1958. I can't remember. The Board of Works, we took it to Councilor Board of Works several years ago. I think we got permission to pull some stuff off of it and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't act upon that soon enough, and now a lot of water has went under the bridge, and I just want to clarify with the council that we still have the blessing to do that, to take the light bar off of it, the siren off of it, and get rid of that vehicle. It was a donated vehicle from some bank in Fort Wayne had it. Just want to make sure all of you were good.
You said it has
that.
No historical value.
No historical value to our department.
Right.
What my suggestion would be, and we've already spoke with Smith Towing, they would come and hook that tow to Fort Wayne and get rid of it for the cost of the tow, if you guys are good with that.
Does it have any historical value to anyone else?
We have no idea who it belonged to before that bank.
Is that that B-12 or B engine? Or that?
Yes. It's got like a... I don't even know what it is. It's a Chevy.
It had dual plugs and dual. It had dual plugs and dual condensers, and that's the same one that set the station here for a long time.
No. That was the 53. This is the one that it was truly a bank, and they had a billboard on it. And the bank wanted to get rid of it because it was getting rusty and wasn't a very good representation of them. They knew we had a museum, thought it'd be cool for kids to go come down and play on. And, well, it's to the point where it's rusty and nasty now. And I wouldn't want kids to play on it and get hurt. We need to get rid of it.
The only one that I ever remember, Lake City Bank.
And that may have been it. It was a Fort Wayne bank.
Yeah.
Well, that is sitting where we're going to need to be able to put that training facility, and we really have no other location to put it. So we're just asking, can we trade to Smith that they can come tow it to Fort Wayne for the value of the vehicle?
I think if the council, you know, Tom's asking for your approval on it, so I think it would be worthwhile to vote, at least to have it in the minutes. So
I move that we allow Tom to have that thing towed away. So there's no charge. It's they basically get the value of the truck for the tow.
I second it.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion.
Which one was it, Tom?
I think it's the 1958. The 53 is the fire department's old one. The 58 is the GMC.
It's the red one.
Yes.
Oh, that one. I mean, it really does narrow it down, to be fair.
Yeah.
There really aren't many red ones that we have.
There was only two red ones in city history.
Fire trucks are
three.
Red.
Is it the one that ends up in the parade or no?
No.
This one has it on the way after it was donated, coming driving it from Fort Wayne to Columbia City. The engine blew up, and it was put into place, and it's never moved since we got here.
Oh.
And it's not safe for kids to be on it. Why have it?
Yeah.
So is that a thumbs up?
Well, I haven't taken a vote. I just know we got a history lover on the council. I just
we do,
sure
and
I just want to make sure she's comfortable with us before we go to vote.
That's what we got to declutter.
Or we could toast to Jennifer's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have
a whole
vehicle.
Looks cool on your front yard.
Yeah,
Jennifer, I can set your mind at ease. So anywhere that we know of in our area in Woodley County, we have no historical value to this thing.
Okay.
Although the motion was by Tad, seconded by Jenny, I think. Is that right? Okay, all those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay.
The only other thing I have is Saturday things went very well for what we were sent to. It was a tragic event, and every department, every agency that showed up worked very well hand in hand. I will, and as I pointed out in the things I sent out this afternoon, the report I sent out this afternoon, thing to keep in mind is if that was Monday through Friday day shift, we'd have had about 25% of the manpower we had that day. So I urge, and you always have, but when we come to Council Board of Works and ask for more manpower, just keep those things in mind, and you guys have always done that for us, so just thank you.
Question to Tom. Thank you. Mike.
Long-term control plan. They've been working on seeding last week and this week. Hopefully they'll be coming to an end shortly. Last Board of Works meeting, they decided to shoot liquidated damages. So right now, as of today, we are $69,000 in liquidated damages for the project not being completed on May 3rd. That continues to add $1,000 every day until it's completed. Set flow meters, and we have to do that a couple times a year on our industrial customers. So we started that process. Cleaning and force main from 300 south to the facility. Last time we done that earlier this year, I had the idea to clean both sections at the same time. And by doing that, everything that was material that was pushed from the steel mill into the midpoint station just ended up in the force main from there. So since we had to clean the second line the second time. So it does, I was trying to do everything in one day, and after doing that, I had to take 2 days to do it. So on a good point of that, my new guys got training on tracking the pig as it went through the force main today. I had one of the other guys out there with them, but they done most of the work, and they finished this afternoon using our tracking equipment, and they done very well. So I'm really pleased with the way they've been working. I talked with a lawyer from the high school, and she's interviewing a high school student for her internship program either today or tomorrow, so I'll find out whether we'll have an intern this summer. Hopefully we do. We do pay them, but they do a tremendous amount of work for us that I can take my full-time staff or the professionals and put them on something else instead of putting them on a tractor mowing grass. I can have them mow grass instead, and then the other guys can do more important things. Jefferson control panel, they've been working on that all week long. Hopefully, by the end of the week, we'll have that completed. So that's all I have for now.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Is that a question for Mike?
No.
Chip.
I have nothing similar within my report. It's kind of just chasing my tail kind of time right now, so it's all right.
Question to Chip. Thank you. Dale, you got anything? Why are you here?
No, just a general comment. I had the good fortune to interview a bunch of the freshmen at the high school for a mock interview that I got volunteered for. And it may be, you know, at times you may question you, as I question my 16-year-old, if you was a great experience and still a lot of confidence in me about what's going on at the high school. Really impressive kids.
Great. Fantastic. Question to Dale. Okay.
Thanks for coming, Dale.
Yeah, thank you. Marsha.
Nothing.
Rosie Coyle.
Nothing.
A couple of things for your information. Let's see. Jennifer, I'll go to you first. So you asked me a question about the downtown grant thing, and I said we don't have time or capacity to do that, okay? Then literally about 3 hours later, Leslie Blakely came to me and said, hey, we'd like to do this. We'll take care of most of it. You guys just have to be, and I said, okay, you guys got to do something. So I asked her to reach out to you and get connected and stuff. So
okay. If
that's not happened yet, it will happen.
I have a meeting scheduled in the near future.
Okay, so maybe that's a good time to get. Anyway, point of the matter is that's a kind of a downtown. I don't think we even talked about it yet, so I apologize. It happened yesterday afternoon, so I at least have a little bit of it. So basically, it's like a pilot project that Oprah is doing, focused on downtown, the main streets involved. Local government really doesn't have a whole lot of involvement in it. Community Foundation has a little bit of involvement in it, but mainly it's up to the main street and the business owners in the area to. I think it's a 10% match. It's a $2 million grant, but the match can be raised over, let's say, 2 or 4 years, so there's a while there. Go toward basically building improvements, facade improvements, things like that. Half of the match, so the $2 million is grant, the $200,000 match on top of that, half of it goes toward basically Main Street operations, the other half of it goes toward a revolving loan fund, which
the Redevelopment Commission already has a revolving loan fund, so it's a possibility we may be able to somehow tie the two together in some way, shape, or form. So kind of a cool opportunity if we can go after that pilot program. They're still kind of checking some boxes and stuff, but it may take eventually a resolution from you all just to support it, if you will. But just want to give you that heads up that that may or may not be happening. They're working on it, and it is a pilot project, so one community in all of Indiana. But you have to be a Main Street community, so the pool is not very big. So that's good news for us. A lot of things are happening. US 30 all of a sudden has lit on fire, and some of that has to do with the fact that the state has American Rescue Plan money, and that they believe some of that can be used for transportation funding. So US 30 Coalition obviously moving forward pretty quickly. Whitley County is, Whitley County and Allen County are kind of on the top of the tier for a couple of reasons. Number one, we've done a lot of planning, probably more planning than any other county across the corridor. Number one, and number two, Allen County obviously is getting Amazon, and that already is going to be a huge project. If you've gone by, it's nuts how big that is, and they've hit ground running. So Coalition is advocating for some significant dollars, not only for planning but for construction potentially out of that money. So again, very preliminary, don't have a whole lot of details. I think we have US 30 meeting next week, I think it's the first is what my gut tells me. I think it's right before the department head meeting, so you guys will have to wait until that gets over. Yeah.
Just a little bit to add to that, there was LEPC just did a flow study. Just to give you a heads up on the amount of traffic that goes down US 30, there's more cargo semis going down US 30 than 465 in Hamilton County. That's an impressive.
That doesn't really surprise me, honestly. I mean, we've said for a while that US 30 is obviously a major corridor between the second most popular city in our state and Chicago, and it's the direct route, and there's a need for NDOT to really have a focus on it. But neither here nor there, so more on that potentially to come. But that, I wanted to let you know that is moving. That's taking up a lot of my capacity, as well as Mark's grant that we're working on between Marsha and Mark and Chip and I and Lori Chipman. We're working hard to get that done by the end of the week, effectively. So, let's see what else is going on.
Maybe
yeah.
And I'll let you talk.
Sure.
I'm sorry? The Ray's Grant.
Yeah, so the Mayor's Commission, yeah, thank you for that. So the Ready Grant, if you didn't know, in the state budget, the Ready Grant set aside, I think it's $500 million. The state set aside $500 million for a regional economic recovery, or it's not even recovery, it's just like economic development, community development type stuff. Basically, regional cities 2.0, okay? Difference is regional city, basically they front load the money and the region gives it out. This is a reimbursement type program, as I understand. But the Mayor's Commissioner's Caucus, which obviously I'm a part of, we are meeting last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
Thank you. Last week, we not only did we meet about the new Strategic Development Commission that was created by statute, but we also met with Belitos regarding kind of how we want to move forward with that Ready Grant. Obviously, as a region, our region is very well positioned to do that compared to lots of other places that they don't talk to each other. We already have a structure set up for the RDA, things like that. So the Mayor's Commissioners reaffirmed the RDA was the best one to kind of go after those dollars. And I think the RDA is going to then come out with some kind of a semblance of how do we set this up, move forward, all that kind of stuff. So I just say that to say Northeast Indiana is going after some of those dollars. I think we can get, $50 million out of that. To give you a perspective, I think we got 42 in the last regional cities. So it's even more than the last regional cities, which is good.
thankfully for Regional Cities, we now have an aquatic center because, in part, because of Regional Cities. So we're excited about that. Don't know what that's going to look like, but we are kind of moving forward with that. There's, again, a lot of things going on. I could talk for, obviously, a long time here, but reminder that City Hall is closed on Monday for Memorial Day. And there is a Memorial Day parade at 10:30, as it usually is, although we took a break last year. Starts at Eagle Tech, former Eagle Tech Marshall Building, goes down Van Buren Street south on Madison to the cemetery. There's a short program there. I think that's all I wanted to say. Oh, that's not true. One more thing. Next week, next Thursday, make sure calendars, if they can allow, the Solar Park ribbon cutting is on the 3rd. And there's, I think, a luncheon before the actual ribbon cutting itself. So,
time and date on that?
I will make sure something gets sent out. Something was sent out, but I will make sure. I'll put it on my list of things to send a reminder on that. So.
Got all the manners. This from Teresa.
Good.
I can forward it over.
Was it Teresa? Okay. Okay.
June 3rd, 1 p.m.
The lunch is prior to.
Yeah, I think the lunch is at like 11:45 or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So. It's 11:45, so that's the Eagle Nest. So you're aware. That'll be a cool day. Really cool day. Okay, I've wasted enough time until I get mad at me, I'm sure, when she's listening to this. Walter.
Just kind of give you an update. It's been a few months. The County Regional Sewer District, that's been building from scratch, is making a lot of headway. So we're looking to get our final grant approval here within the next 60 days. And then they'll decide, based upon that, they'll decide what areas that they'll be looking to start first. There's still a lot of discussion out there in the county. Every area representative, sitting on the board, but there's still some communications that we're trying to make sure that it's still active. That's all I got. Just let you know that board is still active and not far away from being reality. It will start depending on the grant amount. They may approve one area and the other four will have to wait, or they'll do it based upon what the budget allows.
Thank you. Jennifer.
Ordinance committee met today, and one of the big topics of discussion for our hour-long meeting was parking issues around the community. And by that, I mean addressing where people are driving over curbs, creating gravel lots in their yard to park in.
Mud patches.
Yep. Parking on the grass, not parking on the grass, like all of that. So at first it seemed very overwhelming, but we started kind of hacking away at different parts of it. And something that I should add is that we were extra concerned about parking in Columbia Shores following last weekend. It was kind of a perfect storm of problems there. There were garage sales happening at the same time. Tom LaRue needed to get out of his driveway to get to the fire and had difficulty getting through certain parts of the street because there was parking on both sides of the street. We talked through several different ways of addressing that and have come up with a somewhat creative solution that I need to talk to Kelly about to see if it's doable.
Swatting all the roads.
and it's actually, we think, a pretty cheap way of addressing this that doesn't make the street wider or make it one-sided parking. So I'll be talking to you soon, Kelly, about that to see if it's something that can be done reasonably. And then from there, looking at if that was a good solution, it might work into some of the other parts of the city where the streets are not wide enough to accommodate parking in neighborhoods primarily, not in older traditional areas of the city. This is more subdivisions and that sort of thing. So I did want to take a moment, though, to commend our ordinance committee on their creative solutions and recognize the members of that committee. Tom LaRue, Sally Wary, Marsh McNagney, Gary Parrott, and Dan Weigold, and myself.
Great. Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate that. By the way, nice expo.
Thank you.
Last Friday?
Yeah.
Kind of all blur. But that's good. Yeah, no, it's great. I talked to a lot of geek businesses. It's a beautiful night, you know, especially when the sun got behind the buildings. It was a beautiful night.
Yeah, the temperature changed several degrees.
Pretty significantly, yeah. So, but it seemed like everyone had a good night. Music was great, and there was popping. So, you know.
Right.
There was a problem at that point. So, Ted?
I have nothing.
Okay. Jenny?
I have nothing.
Just one last thing. Obviously, want to commend everyone involved on Saturday with the events that the explosion happened. You know, it was definitely something we don't want to experience again, but between our fire, our police, our electric department, our dispatchers, many, many township fire departments, whether they were here or covering other stations around the county, Indiana State Police, Sheriff's Department, Parkview, EMS, am I forgetting, Mike?
ATF, FBI.
Yep. I mean, a lot of people that were there. I was really impressed by how quickly we got the fire down, if you will. Obviously, it took a while to get it under control, but really just to get it down to a manageable size. Certainly, you know, sad for the loss of life and for obviously the loss of property. But at the end of the day, if there's some silver lining, I think you could see how seamlessly our township fire departments, our city fire department, and all the other organizations involved just seamlessly worked together and made it happen. And really created some order out of chaos. And so we commend Tom and Gary and Sean and the other individuals that were there kind of leading their departments. Really crazy to see our electric guys specifically going up in a bucket truck with the flames underneath them trying to unhook power lines so that the transformer wouldn't keep blowing up as it was doing about every, 5-10 minutes probably?
Probably.
And it was a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
It was scary no matter where you were. So it was an interesting day. For
it had
sure.
gotten hot enough or something happened that there's like a fuse or something that's supposed to pop or something,
yep.
And it fused together so it couldn't release.
Yeah. So, but really proud of all of our crews. And as I understand, the investigation continues on that, but obviously anticipate that it's a gas leak issue. So that's what State Police has said, so I'm not saying anything that's out of order here. So, with that, I guess we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.